Doing well. Good morning.
Well, it's great to have you on here, Mike. And this is Ray Walker, not Andrew. Obviously, you're like, wait a minute, that's not Andrew's voice. But I appreciate you joining us this morning. I want to first say I appreciate you and the Pensacola Police Department. Anybody that doesn't follow your Facebook page, they are missing out, because you always have a unique way of sharing things. Sometimes a little humor, sometimes, you know, you get the message across and it can be a little serious, but it's a great follow. So anybody that doesn't follow your social media, that's to their detriment. They're missing out. So I appreciate you. I appreciate all your guys and the service that the police department does for our community.
You know, I appreciate hearing that. And I go to conferences all over the place, different times of the year, and I haven't been to a single one yet, no matter where it was, that departments who were at that conference did not make comments on our Facebook page. So it's very popular. The people behind it are always kept secret. It's a tight secret that we keep. It's a lot of fun doing things like that. And, you know, at the same time, there's a lot of information that people can get on that Facebook page. So, yeah, if you haven't liked us on Facebook, please go and do it.
Absolutely. I agree completely. And it is a great way to get the message out, and I think the way you guys do it, just to get it out, but yet do it with a style. I guess that's the best way to put it. Do it with a style that's just not your, well, here's what happened on the street today, and it gives a little bit of stuff. But speaking of that, I know there was one main headline that's of the carjacking, purse snatching that happened, that took place, that's been on the news this morning. And it looks like you guys handled it quickly. What can you tell us about that this morning?
Yeah, that was at the Circle K near 6th and Cervantes yesterday. A female was pumping gas when she was approached by three other individuals and robbed of her purse. And there was a fight, you know, over the purse. And the suspects eventually got the purse and left. And they got into a vehicle. Police were quickly called, and the information was put out over the police radio. And an officer that was working off-duty on the 3 Mile Bridge in the construction zone spotted the vehicle going toward Gulf Breeze. The vehicle was stopped in Gulf Breeze, and the three suspects were apprehended. And the good news about this, besides them getting apprehended, was that the suspect and the victim, they knew each other. This was not a random robbery of an individual in Pensacola.
Well, and that puts that puts minds at ease for other citizens, that this wasn't just a random act of theft or even potential violence. This was a targeted, somebody was getting back at somebody that knew somebody. So it's not like, oh no, we all have to worry. Although we need to be alert, it at least puts some comfort that this wasn't just random.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This was, you know, this was done in broad daylight. The parking lot had a lot of people in it. And again, like you said, it was targeted. It wasn't random, and that's something that we just generally don't see in Pensacola.
No, and one thing that I caught this right away when I first saw the report was your off-duty officer that was working at the bridge is the one who was paying attention, being alert, had the radio, saw the car, and initiated to get it stopped on the other side of the bridge. That just tells me the training that you guys have and the quality of officers you guys have out there on the street, that they're always alert, always ready. He was off duty, but yet he still was on. Because that's just who you guys are. You're on all the time, no matter what. And that's one thing that I appreciate so greatly about our police department, our sheriff's department. You guys do such a great job, and having them in this situation, just an example of being on even when you're off duty.
Yeah, you know, we have officers working in off-duty capacities almost 24 hours a day now. So you have officers that are on regular patrol, and you can just about at some times of the day and night double that with officers that are there off-duty. And then we have officers that are not working at all, that are off-duty on their own time in their own vehicles, that it's not unheard of for them to carry their radios around and monitor those. So, yeah, just because you don't see a Pensacola police officer in the immediate area doesn't mean there's not one there.
Yeah, and that just tells, I mean, that just shows the dedication and the commitment that our police officers have. And again, I commend you. I commend your your team and everybody there at the Pensacola Police Department, because we know you guys do a great job. We appreciate what you do to protect us. Is there anything else that's happened that you want to bring to our attention over the last couple of days as we look at this, other than the one that caught the headlines this morning?
Well, the first day of school went off well yesterday, no issues. We have officers in the schools again this year. Again, we want people to be safe around the school zones and the school buses as the school year gets started off. And also, we'd like to ask people to pay attention to the weather with the activity that's going on there. We certainly don't want a lot of people caught up, in gas lines and at grocery stores if this storm were to intensify. I know a lot of local people look at this and aren't too worried about it at this point, but just keep an eye on it in case it does intensify, because we've seen things like that before.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And that's, as we're watching the storm, we're looking safe now, but, and then it's funny how we've been through storms here in Pensacola. We know how to handle them, but it still doesn't stop people from getting a little crazy. And when people get crazy, then the police get busy. So we appreciate that. Just the reminder, school has started. Slow down in the school zones. Drive safely. Pay attention to when the bus stops and puts the little stop sign out. Please stop. Don't speed. All those advices that we tell everybody every year. Anything else, Mike, before we go to traffic here?
That is it. Let's go to traffic, and I'll talk to you guys next week.